SAFM 104 to 107 nationwide.
Kelly, thank you so much for your time this morning. Really do appreciate it. Is it Gaucher or Gaucher rare disease?
It's called Gaucher.
Gaucher. I was wrong on both accounts. Okay. What exactly is it?
It's a lysosomal storage disease, so that sounds very complicated.
Yes.
Essentially, it is a genetic defect that results in the enzyme not being produced in adequate amounts by your body, and that results in an accumulation of something else. So in a normal functioning person who doesn't have Gaucher, they will produce enough of this enzyme to break down something in the cell. That something is a very, very long word called glucocerebrosidase, but important. But essentially speaking, because patients don't have that enzyme and there is that deficiency, there is an accumulation of a substrate, and that substrate ultimately lands up causing quite a few issues within the organ. So patients will generally have anemia. They will have very, very low. They might suffer from, like, you know, lots of bruising and nosebleeds, very significant bone pain, as well as very often an enlarged liver and spleen.
Yeah. Is there a cure for this?
No cure at this point in time. However, there is treatment available within South Africa in the form of enzyme replacement therapy. So it's an artificial form of what your body doesn't make in itself, that then gets given to patients via an infusion, and that ultimately it's a lifelong therapy, so they have to take that medication every so often, you know, every 2 weeks or whatever treatment is decided on for that patient, and that ultimately restores their body back to a relatively full function. But the unfortunate thing is that it is obviously a lifelong therapy, so it's quite an intensive therapy.
How many South Africans have been diagnosed with this?
We have approximately 85 odd patients at the moment. So it's very, very rare when you consider our population size, but we anticipate there should be well over about 600 patients identified. So lots of work needs to be done in terms of finding these patients and obviously getting them on treatment.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, because of the low awareness around this condition and very, very often the lack of knowledge from a medical perspective, because it's not something that's stressed about, you know, in medical schools, etc. As a result of that shortfall, patients are very often not diagnosed and are tested for more common things such as leukemia, et cetera, you know, when trying to determine what the patient, you know, why they are experiencing the symptoms.
Is there a specific profile of the type of patients that can point us to a pattern in who is likely to be living with this disease?
So that's a very, very, it's a good question. The condition is genetic. So if you have a family history with anybody who's had it previously, it's always worth getting tested to make sure and knowing your carrier status. It's an autosomal recessive condition, meaning two people would need to, you know, two carriers would then create a baby, and that baby would have a 25% chance of being affected. So if you are a carrier of this genetic defect, you wouldn't necessarily want to marry another carrier with the same thing, or if you did, you would obviously do prenatal testing to ensure that the baby wasn't affected. It is quite common. We see it in specific heritage groups as well. But what is quite interesting is that in South Africa, particularly amongst our black population, we find that we have very novel variants that have not been seen in other parts of the world that get identified here. So certainly a lot of research needs to be done on determining those variants and getting a better understanding of them.
Yeah, absolutely. Kelly Duplessis, thank you so much for your time this morning. Really, really do appreciate it.